for joining me. I am at the Landlinked Zambia event here in Zambia, so it's a nice change of pace for us at the Railways Africa team. I'm joined by the chairperson of Zambia Railways Board, Emmanuel, and it's so great to have you join me.
Thank you, and nice to be given the opportunity to join you on this platform. I've been brought back to try and see what I can do for Zambia Railways because I exited from the railways a few years back when the railways were performing exceptionally well. And then I went back into the mining industry where I also did exceptionally well. And now in my retirement, I've been asked to come back and see what I can do to revitalize the railways.
Zambia Railways is ideally positioned in terms of the kind of commodities and the volume and the railway network. However, the rail network is not performing as it should, but there is a recapitalization program in place, if I understand. But before we get to that, let's talk specifically about the greenfield projects, because those really unlock some value.
The government, the greenfield projects are the responsibility of the GRZ, the government of the Republic of Zambia, through the Minister of Transport and Logistics. The GRZ intends to link Zambia to all the trade corridors in the sub-region by developing greenfield country projects such as the Chingola to Jimbe on the Lobito corridor, Livingstone, Kazungula to Sesheke, Nseluka, Mpulungu and Kafue, Lion's Den, and then Chipata, Serenje. Those are the main ones that they want to connect to Zambia Railways to. Status of this are that they are all at really talking stage now. And hopefully that this is the thrust of the new government to try and move forward. But there are benefits why the government is going this route. The benefits are the Chingola to Jimbe, for example, on the Lobito corridor, creates an opportunity for connecting mines on the intermine to rail and the private and seamless supply chain for mining inputs from the Dar es Salaam and North-South corridor. That's a major. And also, the Livingstone Kazungula Sesheke will smoothen, or rather shorten, the distance to the point, to the port of Durban by about 400 kilometers, giving rail a competitive advantage. Equally, the Seluka and the others, they have these advantages in them. Yeah, but they are at really at start stages, all of them.
Because they're at start stages and obviously still need the investment, I mean, what kind of time frame are we looking at?
Looking at the Lobito corridor, we are looking at everything being in place, construction starting within the midst of 2026.
The recapitalization of the Zambia Railways. Where are you at?
We are at the moment, what we have done is we have done what we call a strategic business plan for Zambia Railways. And this strategic plan will be on about the beginning of April, just about now. Medium term to long term will require the shareholders who are practically looking at how to position and do the rail line itself.
Yes.
And that is the order for the shareholder to look at the rail line and then the operating equipment, which is the locomotives and also the wagons. But that's the order of the shareholder. And in this, we have been asked to provide information so that the shareholder is able to look at probably putting in share capital as well as sourcing funds to re-equip the rail line, as well as to re-equip the locomotive fleet, as well as the wagons.
Okay, so if we look at that and the kind of like an estimated time frame, you're going to need rolling stock as well. So it's one thing to ensure that your track is to standard, but you also need the rolling stock. So what is the procurement time frames for those?
The procurement timeline. The line itself is not in a very good state at the moment, but this we can work on by basically reducing the speed restrictions on it and upgrade it to better speeds. Mm. This is a progressive plan that we hope we can do over the next 5 years. We are hoping that we can secure anything between 8 and 10 locomotives to add to our existing fleet. And this again, the locomotives, in fact, we need them as of yesterday. to increase that fleet. We need that as of yesterday, and so we are in the process of wanting of securing those locomotives, and the financing is at the moment in discussion stages.
So have you gone out to tender for that, or is that still a procurement process that's going to happen?
Procurement process.
Okay, so it's still to happen.
It's still happening.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so in all of that, so you're saying 5 years?
And also the wagons.
Yeah, how many wagons do you need?
We need wagons as well, and we are going into repairing the existing wagons. Our wagons are not as bad as sounds. It's because they've got a technical problem, the braking system. The braking system in this region, on these lines, Tazara, Zambia Railways, and indeed South Africa, Zimbabwe, they are using the vacuum brakes. So we need to change those so that they can cross the borders.
All right. So you actually need to change it to what, like an EPC?
Yes, and we are working on that. And that has to be done as of yesterday, because we are now in trouble, because we can only use South African wagons which have got the correct braking system. And therefore, that means that, under the interchange arrangement, whoever is holding the wagons pays.
Okay.
So we are indebted to the owners of those wagons. So that's why it's a must that we must repair. Okay. Our organs and change the braking system.
Out of curiosity, how many locomotives do you currently have?
We are now operating somewhere around 20. And we need slightly much more than that.
So I think you need to get back to a fleet of what, 65?
We need about 65, 70 locomotives to be able, particularly to attract the current traffic. We have no problem in securing traffic because most of it has moved on to road. In getting it back, is not a problem, as long as we can reduce on the time frame within which you can hold on.
So are you looking at doing, like, as an intermediate, like, solution, perhaps, the leasing of locomotives?
Yes, in fact, we're going the leasing route.
Okay.
Before we can secure, because that is the cheapest and the most effective one.
Time frame for that?
We think we can secure 6 to 8 locomotives. Two locomotives maybe within the next 2 months, six maybe within the next 6 to 8 months, because we have already, the people we are talking to appear to be making arrangements to bring these locomotives in, but we have not yet really drawn the contracts to be able to know.
So then that will be a good opportunity to really get those contracts drawn up and moving forward. So talking about that, leading into it, you've now got open access.
Yes.
Is that now happening? Have you signed agreements? Do you have an operator? Where are you going?
We have an open access which has been supported by a statutory instrument, basically saying anybody can operate on the track. There are operators already who we have signed the contracts with, who are actually operating at the moment, particularly on the Tazara route into the Copper Belt. And there are others who are operating from Zimbabwe, from South Africa, right through. It is a good idea, the open access. The only tragedy of it is that on the Zambian Railways side, the contractual arrangements have not been seriously looked at, because it is resulting in us spending money on the maintenance of the track, because the open access arrangement has not been properly concluded. In many states, in many countries, and I think in South Africa now, they are going into open access. But one of the things they're doing is they're setting a regulator to regulate the line, which means that the regulator will pay and maintain the line. As of now, the arrangements which we have are not good enough to enable us recover the money from the open access arrangement.
Yeah.
So it's actually hitting Zambia Railways by allowing the line of rail to be used by the outsiders.
If Zambia Railways was to maintain their track to a certain standard to allow, that operation, whether it's by you or someone else, even at a reduced speed, without the penalties, obviously, but then you still have the value add of having commodities moved with additional rolling stock that is not yours, but you're charging those fees for the access of your track. Are you kind of saying that you're not charging enough?
We are not charging enough. Let me give you a difference. For example, There is a new company being set up in South Africa. They're asking for 19 point something cents per ton kilometer. We are charging 2.53 per ton kilometer. That's a hell of a difference. That must tell you that there's something in the arithmetic within Zambia Railways, because you have to maintain the line of rail. Maintaining a line of rail is very costly. So for us, we have to relook at the numbers. But to relook at the numbers, even if you were to hike our rates, they would not be sufficient to be able to bring the line back to its normal speeds.
So I had a very interesting conversation, and this is not part of, you know, our current conversation, but I thought I'd mention it. There's a mine here in Zambia who is desperately looking, you know, just because of the statue. What's it, the statutory instrument of 30%? And she was saying that it's not doable to move it all on rail because of the double handling logistics costs twice as much. However, she's not the only mine. There are like five or six, maybe more, mines that could actually get together and, as a public-private partnership, perhaps with, you know, Zambia Railways, put together the network that connects them, as a thought, and then do a private sector agreement where we, you know, source the rolling stock and we work together. That would be a huge, tremendous volumes for you as a railway operator.
In fact, we are heading that way, because already we are encouraging the mines, the operators, the business community, because we have a lot of land along the line.
Yes.
So what we are pushing now is a project. We build what you call the spurs,
yes,
so that our line can go into their premises. That way the double handling is reduced.
Yes.
And then anything can come by rail into their yards, and then the double handling is reduced.
Yeah.
This we are encouraging as a project right now.
So they took what they would have been paying on that double handling and actually invested it with you as Zambia Railways for the development of those spurs, of that connectivity, of additional rolling stock, even part of it as a fund maintenance scheme for track. It would make it viable to the point where those volumes would be available for you to move.
Yes, in fact, that's a bright idea, and that is where we're heading to. That is what we're doing. I think also inside ZEDARA, one of the problems that we have had is not earmarking. For many years now, we have had a situation where the budgeted amounts for track maintenance have not been met. The new board is very seriously looking at upping the amount of money spent on the track. First of all, we have to basically close all the loopholes where we've been losing money and spend it where it should be spent. Zambia Railways has been off the map, it has been off the radar, and it has been on the back of an envelope in many respects. So now we think that we must spend the Zambia Railways money in the areas it should be spent. But if you are going to make money and then you don't reinvest it in profitable ventures, you end up where the railways has ended up. And it is my intention to actually uplift it from where it is. First of all, by closing all the loopholes and whatever cash there is, to reinvest it properly. Because only then will the investors, will the shareholder, will anybody look at us. Nobody will put money where they think you will waste it.
No.
And you know, Zambia again plays quite an integral role. You've got Agenda 2063, where they consider Zambia a hub. And you are well connected, or can play a greater role in connecting, you know, your SADC or inter-Africa trade.
Yes, inter-Africa. Yeah.
You know, so you're very well positioned for that.
We want to take advantage of this. And when it all started, you want to bring this greenfield, but they would all end up connecting to Zambia Railways.
Okay.
So for me, in that interconnectivity, Zambia Railways is a sitting room of a house. It has to look better than the others. In fact, if you want to encourage these greenfield connectivities, you've got to make sure that Zambia Railways, it can support the operations. We can run into problems if, for example, Tazara runs well, and we are not running well, because we'll be the stumbling block on the way.
Yes.
So it is a must, and I've been encouraging my colleagues that please, let's prioritize the rehabilitation of Zambia Railways.